what's this week been like, trying to kind of turn the page and move forward?
Well, I mean, it's not the first time that we've ever been through things like that. I mean, it doesn't matter where you've been. You know, you go through those things, and it's one game, just like any other game. They can't give you two losses for it. We didn't play well, and so we move on and we go on to the next step.
Sounds like Philip Rivers is going to feel sorry for you. I'm in your first year here, but I mean, over the years, he's really kind of hurt this team. I think he's got the highest quarterback rating of any team he's played against that's played 5 games. What do you see on film from him? I'm sure you've watched past tapes against him. What do you see? Why is he so successful against this team?
Well, I think he's successful against a lot of teams. You know, he's a good player. That's probably why he's the most successful. He's a big guy. He's a competitive guy. He can throw the ball into tight windows. He can make all the throws in the book. He's just he's another elite quarterback in this league. And so it's no surprise that he plays good against Denver, but he plays good against a lot of teams.
He's had a lot of more turnovers than I guess usual. So some people are saying he's off to a slow start. I guess if you look at his other numbers, they seem to be, you know, pretty much the norm.
Yeah, well, he's made a few mistakes, but he doesn't make many of them. Unfortunately for them, a lot of those have been costly in the red area. But, you know, he's still a great player, and he's really the key to their offense. He's the guy that makes their offense go. So we gotta find a way to affect him.
How did Doomer look to you in his first game back?
I thought he looked a little rusty, but I did see some things in him that, you know, obviously I'm excited about having him back. And I think every day that he's out here, every game he plays in, every practice he practices in, he gets a little bit better every day. So it's just like anything else. I mean, when you don't do something for an extended period of time, you missed a whole year, and then missed a significant portion of the end of training camp and the first part of the season. So he was a little rusty, but he'll be the type of player we want him to be.
So you think it's rust more than getting his strength back in his shoulder?
Oh, I don't think there's any question. I mean, to get good at playing the game, you got to play the game. And when you're off for that extended period of time, you know, you got to have a little bit of time to get back and get in the groove. And everything that you do out there is reactionary, and so he's got to get used to reacting to certain things that he's seeing.
You guys made the call pretty early a few weeks ago that, you know, he wasn't ready, you know, that he was favoring his shoulder. Are you seeing that now, or do you feel like he's now, you know, like it's a conditioning thing and it's not as much a coming back from an injury thing?
No, I don't think it's coming back from an injury thing at all. I mean, I think he's healthy and ready to go. His conditioning is getting back to where it needs to be, and so I'm looking for Elvis to do some good things as we move forward throughout the season.
You worked Quentin Carter at some Diners work on Sunday. What have you seen from him, and if he has to go extensively on Sunday, if Dawkins can't play, is he ready for that?
Well, yeah, he's ready for it. I mean, he is a rookie, and he'll make a few mistakes, but that's the game of football. We got to learn and grow from that. The thing I like about Quentin is that he's hungry to play, and he gives you the right type of effort and the right type of tenacity every time he goes out there. So if he's called upon to play in the game, then I feel confident that he'll do the job he needs to do.
Marcus is back this full practice anyway this week. What have you missed from him? What can he give you up front?
Well, I think, we're still evaluating where he is, but if he's available to play, you know, I think he gives us a little bit more in terms of a pass rush inside from a defensive tackle's perspective. And as much as anything else, he gives us a little bit more depth there at the defensive tackle position.
Why do you think they've had such high numbers as far as their running backs catching the ball? Both those guys are on pace.
Well, I think part of it is because they're so aggressive throwing the ball down the field that people really drop a lot deeper into coverage and try to take some of those deep throws away. And Phillip's one of those guys that's patient enough to dump it off to the backs. And then those guys have done a real good job of running with the ball after they've caught it. So I think it's kind of a product of their system. They really look to throw the ball down the field. And if it's not there, then they'll dump it off to the backs. And usually they get the defense pretty deep in coverage.
Pretty upset you won't see Antonio Gates.
I'm hoping we don't see Antonio Gates. I don't know that I haven't heard that they ruled him out yet, but I'm hoping that we don't have to face him. I think he's he's an outstanding player, obviously, and he causes a lot of matchup issues.
What about Jackson?
I don't know where his health is, what his health status is. obviously he's another one of those Pro Bowl caliber players. He's a heck of a player, and he'll be tough to deal with if we have to face him on Sunday.
What issues in terms of coverage that you had against Green Bay do you think are easier to correct this week?
Well, I don't know that necessarily that there's something that's easier to correct. I think that we got to be more consistent in being in the right spot. And then in the game, there were times when we were in the right spot, and Aaron Rodgers just made a great throw, or the receiver made a great catch, and so, listen, we played a great team last week, and we got to move on from that and go on to the next deal.
So it was a matter of inches at some point. That's all it comes down to.
Well, I think a lot of times, and I think that's what happens when you play good teams. When you play good teams, you got to be more precise in the way that you play defense, and that's what we got to be able to do, especially this week.
Any game like the one last week is frustrating, but to you, with the way the game is set up now, the rules, does it create more of a feeling of helplessness when it isn't necessarily yards, it's just inches?
I don't think that anything that happened in the game and us giving up plays in the game really had much to do with what the rules were. I think it had a lot to do with the Green Bay Packers, and they're an outstanding team, and we just weren't on our game. But we're coming back, we're regrouping, and we're ready to move on to San Diego.
Just one last thing on Von Miller. Obviously, the sack numbers are there. But just talk about the rest of his game, and not just the speed rush. How is he developing in the other areas?
Well, he's developing. I mean, he's obviously still a rookie. He's still making some rookie mistakes, but we're pleased with where he's at. I mean, he's been a dynamic playmaker for us, and we're expecting him to continue to be a dynamic playmaker for us.
How is he versus the run compared to what you thought coming, when you drafted him?
Well, he's probably a lot more stout against the run than what I really realized. I mean, he does a good job when he's on tight ends and even offensive linemen of being able to control the tight end linemen and be able to get off blocks.